things, now feel me. May share with you a few minutes. Okay, today we're interested in finding out the issue of motivation. So I know the sequence of events. Let's begin with the Yevamos Chav Daled, and then Kuftes. That's your Daf Vav, I believe, on your right. It's your Daf Vav. Yeah. Sorry, I have it. You have that above, I think.
Right.
Okay. Huh? That. You've almost that. The it says 48. Okay. Mishnah says, "Hanitan ala shivcho v'nishacho." Someone had a sexual relations, at least by rumor, by a caller de lo posik, that he was fooling around with a shifra, right? And then they want to get married. So it's clear that the motivation was not Shem Shemayim. If they do get married, in kines, emotzi miyodo. We'll let it be. But an eshesish, someone was fooling around with an HSH, and then they got married, right? Then, even though she divorced the first husband, she wants to marry this fellow. Also, the Baal, also the boy, is Isa Daraisa. She can't marry someone with whom she had a sexual relation. But he already introduced in the first case, Shifra, where you suspect motivation was not the Shem Shemayim, but because she fell in love with a boy, right? So Gemara says, Echad ish shen is gayel l'shem isha, Echad ish shen is gayel l'shem ish, Chem ish is gayel l'shem shulcha malachim, v'shem abdi shlomo, mean shulcha malachim, mean for economic advantage. Like Rechman Lassan, so many Jews converted for economic advantage. There was a period of time when the reverse was true. The time of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, it was good to be a Jew. Einam Geirim. The motivation was not L'Shem Shemayim. Right? Divrei Rab Nechemya. Shehoye Rab Nechemya Omer, Echad Geirei Aroyos, Echad Geirei Chalomos, Echad Geirei Mordechai Ve'Esther, Einam Geirim Ad Sheyizgairu Bizman Hazeh, until they will reconvert. You with us? You have the place? Okay. It's Daf Hey or Bob in you?
Bob,
is that Bob by you? Ela Eben Kibbizman is there. Omar Abisa Bashmur Bamartim Shpederav, Halocha, Kidiv Rome Kulum Gerim Hei. Now, we had in history such a problem of gerus that didn't hold. That's the famous geri kusim, right? The gera royos. So Rashi says, kan kusim. Here's a most significant aspect of the issue of motivation, and more important, the issue of gerus that's reversible or not. You didn't behave like a ger, therefore I would take it back. Right, we don't do it in the yeshiva. Take away your smicha because you began talking like a conservative rabbi. Right. But by take back my Kedushas Yisrael, or I declare it was null and void to begin with. It's a big chilik. If in the meanwhile he married somebody, whether he needed a get or not, we'll see in a minute. So Tosis points out, why'd you start up with Kusin? That's a bad example. Look at Tosis, Halacha Kedivi Omer Kulam Geinim Heim. So he doesn't start up with Rashi directly, but he's opposing Rashi. Why do you have Chinese with Kusin? They were phonies to begin with. We found the Avodah Zorah hidden behind in the Aron Kodesh on the bottom. That little getchkele there, like the Jews crossing Yamsuf last week, right? They had Pesel Micha go along with them just to hedge a little bit. Who knows? Maybe it's a good idea to have something to fall back on. Right. He says, "There, Hosam Hayovim Elohim, Kilosir B'Sefer Malachim." Right? Aye, if that's the case, how's the Havamina to think they were Geri Emes? Geri Emes says, because after that, after they were caught, now they be tshuva. But that's not relevant. What is relevant is that motivation, not Hashem Shemayim, ends up as a proper galus. Now here, we get into a critical pshat that somehow people don't emphasize, because Tosfos, Rashi, everybody's asking all kinds of questions. L'chatchila, everybody agrees. You don't touch a fellow, don't touch a woman that is coming for ulterior motives. Right? It has to be l'shem shemayim. B'di'evet, okay. Look at little Gemara. Why don't you accept him right away? So what? What kind of silly question was that? Why not accept him right away? They're a bunch of phonies. I have enough phony Jews. I don't even know the phony. It's the more phony Jews. Because the assumption is they may start off phony. But that's a little bit of an ego that we have. But once we expose them to Yiddishkeit, they'll become good Jews. Yeah, I recall in my father's atzal, Hamadit Sorov on the east side, we had a doctor, Dr. Norris, I remember the name even, a family doctor, and his son fell in love with a shiksa nurse at Beit Israel Hospital on 17th Street. And my father worked with the boy, try to convince him you can't do it. Your father is a full doctor, a yeki, and this destroyed the family, etc., etc. Couldn't do anything. They went ahead getting married, right? But he agreed that she should convert. All right, so she joined Young Israel classes, all kinds of things to get an education. Didn't have a formal setup there. To make a long story short, after 4 or 5 months, she refused to marry him because she decided to become a Fum Jew and he didn't want to go along with her. So they broke up. Yeah. We have confidence. We have what to sell. We have good stuff. A good scholar. That's behind it all, you see. Therefore, Tana Rabbana, Ein mekabel geirim li mos ha Mashiach. Lo mekabel geirim lo kibel goyim li David be Shlomo. Now you know that's not true. Shlomo had a bunch of wives. The famous Bas Paro. I mean, what went on there? So we'll pick that up in a minute. But that's critical. These are the big issues that somehow the Shalas Shuvas don't bother to teach a simple pshat in the Gemara that answers all the questions. Look at Tosfos. Lo b'mei David v'lo b'mei Shlomo. Me'iti, iti hagiti. Okay, boys, who's iti hagiti? No. Tosfos just mentions him. He assumes everybody knows him. Okay. In Kedushin, Dafayin Vov, Rashi explains who Ite Giti was. There was an expensive, fine payments of Avodah Zorah, most like expensive too, gold, silver. And he was a goy, and he was Mavatul Avodah Zorah and converted to Judaism. A Jewish Avodah Zorah, you can't be Mavatil, it remains Avodah Zorah ever. But a goyish Avodah Zorah, if the goy rejects it, throws it out, sells it to the museum, it loses the Shem Avodah Zorah. It says Bitlo Akum Mavutul. Iti Agiti was Mabatil, a famous Avodah Zorah. If he got his name in Tesis, he got his name in Rashi. Okay. That's Iti Agiti, right? Ubas Paro. The Bimei Shlomo, there was the time of Shlomo Melech. He said, you know, Makabal gave them. How come they were Makabal then? He says, Lo Kashi, the media who time the Elam Shum Shulchan Molochim, Hane Lo Tzrichi. See, Tesis Rama mentioned the same thing. What would be the motivation in the time of Shlomo HaMelech? It would be economic. Am Yisrael was at a high level of prosperity. They wanted to join the prosperity of Am Yisrael. But Bas Paro didn't need to join prosperity. She was a Bas Paro. And Iti Agiti was a big shagetz with a lot of money. He didn't need to join the Jewish faith for economic reasons. Therefore, they accepted them. Wasn't a rule you can't accept during immigrant. You can't accept because motivation was wrong. But here there couldn't be the motivation. Abu Kosher. Maisik Givonim Meidovid, Nitosu Gerim Al Yisrael, Kuf Nun Elef, 150,000 Gerim joined at the time of Dovid HaMelech from the Givonim. Yeshomar Demi Asmam is Gairu. And there we have that Sora. They converted by themselves. I mean, three goyim sat down and made a bezin and converted the other goyim. But it means that there was an official bezin and there were unofficials, and three Jews, most likely Tamid Chachomim, two were geros. Remember, geros, I told you, is a goy comes hat in hand and says, "Sell me some of your kedusha Yisrael." That's what we're talking about. And since we have all the Kedusha, he can't go to God. Nowadays you hear, well, I feel I'm a Jew. I'll observe all of Judaism. I know I'm Jewish. All right. If you saw last week's Jewish week, a whole expose of a famous actress, a woman, where she became Jewish. Went to a conversion process? No. She decided she's Jewish and she feels... She feels Jewish, so she's Jewish. We deal with feel-good religion, right? So she's a feel-good Jewish. But there were Hedyotim, as we'll soon see, who converted. Bezin, real Foshul Bezin, wouldn't touch them. But they did, and once they did, it was a legal conversion. That's what I'm referring to, right? Also, Kedashkan Gabay Mordechai Esther, the Rabbi, the Megillah says, Rabbi Me'amahos Messiah Hadim, right? Yes, Rabbim, who say, listen carefully, and this somehow again, people don't learn pshat, right? Quick pshat in the sefers. Shekosa ben lo kiblu geirim lo bevedo leishromo ela nasu geirim gerurim. What does that mean? They became second-class citizen, first-class citizen, Brahmin, untouchables. We don't have that nonsense. Okay. Geirim gerurim means suspected gerim. I suspect you're a ger. I suspect you cannot be a ger. No one understands to what extent, and they say it openly in the Gemara, in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, you're not a ger because you went through a conversion process. Because the Gemara, we'll see later, Moram Bechoros, Aflamet says, if a ger doesn't accept one minhag Yisrael, the gerus is botil. It never was a gerus. How can you have that case I mentioned last week in England? A woman converted and she married a Kohen. And now the children are not being accepted at the schools because the Orthodox rabbinate is questioning the validity of the Gelus. There's no questioning the validity of the Gelus. There's no Gelus. You can't be Mizgair and have a Gieris marry a Kohen. When the Mom Ho says, one minute you saw that, and here you have an Iso Daraisa. Therefore, they became Geir and Gur, meaning Geirim, what? Under suspicion, that's what Gur is, a derogatory comment. Geirim under suspicion, Geirim probable or possible, right? Vahe de per beiz
the Shabbos. How does Rebbe translate Gur?
Huh?
How exactly does Rebbe translate Gur?
I'm sorry?
How does Rebbe translate Girurim?
As
dragged?
As I said, second class citizen, as suspicious Gerim. Gerim under suspicion. Here, look here. And this is critical because everybody learns wrong shot here. Ha'ud also kami de Hillel, v'ama geirayne yamlas lasus koin gredo. Man's cuckoo, you get rid of him. Went to Beis Shammai, right? He went after him with a measuring stick that he used. Beis Shammai was a builder. He went after him with a measuring stick to beat him. Some tzedreta, you're bothering me, wasting my time. You want to become a kohen gadol, right? Hillel accepted him, but tuach hoye Hillel the sofer lasal shem shemayim. Likewise, Amanashe Nasel also Talmud, or the Gemara in Shabbos, Amanashe Tramdeini Torah Regalachas. What's Torah Regalachas? We have boys here that learn Torah Regalachas after going skiing. Yeah, if they come back, they learn Torah Regalachas. Yeah. He's a big sportsman, you know. They sit all day, all year, with the yeshiva boy approach to exercise. If you have an urge to do exercise, you lie down till the urge passes, right? Yeah. Suddenly on Sunday they go out big shot. They go out skiing on the big slopes, right? So they come back with a broken leg. That's what he meant to teach me. Wait, no one gives good shot. I mean, I don't have a mocker for this, but it's my shot. Rekalach means the Torah stands on two legs. Odom lachavero benodom lamokom. Says, I'm interested in your religion, the wonderful religion, benodom lachavero. I don't need the benodom lamokom. Teach me just a little. So what he'll say to him? I'll teach you. Idach zilgmo. Perushi, who go finish the rest of the Pelish. You want to observe benodom lachavero, you'll never do it without benodom lamokom. We succeed because we have Be'er Olamokom also. Be'er Olamokom, everybody, Jewish ethicists, societies, and so on, everybody tries it. The flower children with their communes in California all tried it. It doesn't work. Without Be'er Olamokom, we don't get Be'er Olamokom either. But why did Hillel accept them? Get rid of them. We should go him. The answer is, what do I have to lose? Hillel saw this fellow as a quality fellow, Batulchu. And if I failed, if I misjudged him, what's the big deal? I'll declare him no longer a Jew. Because you see, every Ger is checked. We have a Gestapo, NKVD, that follows every Ger to see how he's behaving. And when you find out he's not behaving well, you remove the Gerus. No one understands how this is inherent in the whole process of Gaius, that there was a follow-up period. Where do you see it? You see it clearly. Yeah. Let's take a look. Where's Kuftes? The next Yom. Yom is Kuftes. Kuftes I have, what I have, yeah. Was that before? I think, yeah. And next time. Kutes, right? Look at the Tosfos Roa Acharoa. You have the place? The Yevamos Kutes Samar Aleph. That's the next, should be next number. Roa Acharoa Tovo LeMekabli Geirim. Right? Amar Ri Haino Hecha Shemesino Suvus Gair of Shkama Osu Miyad. That's if you do a quickie job. You were not deliberate in analyzing are they royal to be gerim. Aval imhein bisamsim this gaya, if they're pushing, they want to. Yesh donor lekablo sherei motzinu shenenshu avom yitzchak v'yakov shol kiblu l'timno shevos this gaya v'olcha v'oyser pelegesh lelifas ben Esav, right? And she gave birth to Amalek. Benofik ben Amalek, right? The tzarin of Yisrael. V'gam Yoshua kibel rochav hazona v'nama v'rus hamaviyah. Ubereish perik b'malikin shegir hilil osu she'oma gireine yamashet zmeni kohen godol v'oso d'amanashet lamdeini kol ha'toro kulo af b'ishro hoyo mishamsen l'zgaya yodeya hoyo hilil v'hen she'sofu l'yizgerim gemurim kemo she'nesa b'sof. Here the Shach gives a wrong impression from this Tosfos. Turn quickly the Yerodeya.
Page 3.
The Reish Samachet, right. Chav Gimel in the Shach, on the bottom of the page, page 3. Kosav Atoysus, Hida Bekama Shabbos, Mikan Yeshlumo da Kol Pichus Enei HaBezdin. Not true. That gives the impression that, well, I can use my judgment. No. The Hussein of Bezdin is what? Bezdin feels that they judge this man right, this woman right, it'll be okay. And if not, I have nothing to lose. I'll cancel the gates. That's the important thing to keep in mind, as we'll see over and over again here. Look at the Rambam, that's on Yutes. Okay, the bottom of Alocha Yud Beis. You have the place? Rambam and then the Yerodeya Gimel. Yerodeya on page 3. But first, look at the Rambam. What's the language of the Rambam? In the Loch Gimel Tev Zayin, this whole Rambam is critical. Right. But look first, the point on Tesvov. The Tikkach Lo Kiblu Bezdin Gerim Kol Yevei David Shlomo, May David Shemem Men Apachat Chozu, May Shlomo Shemem Shul Malchus Ratova Gedola, Shekol Achozem Men Akum Beshul Dovo Mihavli Olam Eino Megeri Atzedek. That's Gerim Gerurim. V'Yafal Pekein. How you gerim harbe misgairim meidol shom b'pnei hedyotos. I'm an unofficial boti dinim. For you bezdin hagodol choshen lehem. We suspected them. Lo dochi olson. Acha shetavlu mikol mokom lo mekarven olson. Ad, there you have the last three words. And people leave that out in discussing gerus. Ad shetire achisom, he says. I'm not, no commitment yet. Let's see how they develop. Look at the Yerodeya on page your page 3, right? last three lines. If Tavo b'fei Gimel had Yotov, so he's a Ger. I feel no dosh shel Tavo who misgayer. Hol amol b'Tavo al Yosef mechal v'kachovim v'choshes shem lo asher tizbarer tzidkoso. Choshes shem lo, you worried about him. The end of Yud Beis. The last line on the Yomim. Asher tizbarer tzidkoso. That explains Hillel business, not just that Hillel had the right, it gives the impression the Shach, it's the Yerushalayim Yadayim. The Yadayim can take someone even though, because he knows in the course of time, nonsense. If in the course of time, immediate time, right after Gelus, he behaves not like according to Halacha, the Gelus will be bottled. I'll show you that's how we pass on Halacha Lamaisa. I'm sorry?
So when the Mechaber passes that if he goes back to being Odom, his Avodah Zarah, he's his strong Omer Shekhidush of Kedushin. So how long does this go on?
We'll be within a minute. Okay. Let me stop here for a second. I don't know. Rav Haber, I thought this was incorporated in this new set. The issue of losing, how you lose your Judaism if you were born a Jew, let alone if you're converted to Judaism.
But the Tzan Sofer. Yeah, it was an omission, and I thought I put it in also.
Yeah, it didn't get in. Okay, so I backed you up. I just repeated. You hand this out at two on either side. I also looked, I thought my old edition doesn't have it, but the new one has it. Okay. Thank God for that photocopy machine. It's a marvelous invention. It's mechaper on all our bonus. Do we have enough to go around? I just guessed 35, and I made 35 copies. Okay. First, take the Mishnayos. Okay. I have a movie also I wanted to share with you. One second. Oslo that I found. I didn't repeat that to you. Okay. The Miri on Yevomis. Okay. Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. Talking about the Kusim, so you're referring to, that the Rabbonim decided to make them into Goyim Gemurim. I'm sorry, I didn't make a copy of that for you. Umikan, because it'll be covered by these two. Mikan hoyeksas rabosai chochichin lomar shekol mishumot bizman hazeh goy gomohu vein choshin likidushov. That's the key test. Test is, if he gives kedushin to a woman, does she need a get? In chosh the kedushin, he's a goy. If he's a Sophic Jew, you need a Sophic get. You got to be real sure that he's not a Jew before you say, ain't chosh the kedushin. Right? Ve'af k'sas chachmei ashkenaz higidu li b'shem gedoli rabbeneihem. How's that? That's the meaning. Then he goes ahead. So he records already the fact that he doesn't sign in on them. He doesn't join them. Ksas rabosai v'chochin loma, and then vav ksas chachmei ashkenaz higiduli, that there are gedolim who are willing to paskin that a Jew can become a goy. I had that problem. I mentioned it before. How come every Christian isn't a Sophic Jew? They start off with us. They came from us. Then they what? So Yisrael Shechoto, after Shechoto Yisrael. So if he went ahead and gave kedushin to a woman before two Edim, right? He never was Megaya. It's a Sophic kedushin, and you need a Sophic get. You got to get me Sophic. What happened? And I've asked Dr. Lyman, tell me when in history, when did a goy become a goy. When did a Christian become a Christian? They started off all as new Hebrews, right? No one has an answer to that. No one knows. But by Kusim we find, yes?
You say like Rabbi Yehuda, ever Choshesh that they're Jews, they're Batel Barov and they're
Goyim. Oh, that's the Tzeretz. Batel Barov by which Goyim? So I learned Pshat that way too, that when Paul is missioned to the Gentiles, and they dropped Gelus, they accepted feel good Judaism. Those who want to be Jewish joined the faith. Then they became, who says the numbers were? Where were the numbers? You know, a Batel. Then we have a problem if it's Rov, then if you go to them, it's called Kavur Kamachsa Machsa. So we have problems. It's not such an easy solution. Right. The answer has to be that at one point it became clear to the Gedolei Yisrael that these are Goyim, and they declared them Goyim. See you in a minute. Take a look at the Mishnah, at the Mishnayos. They were talking about Kusim and the Gabi, the Isu Nido of Kesem, right? Kismei Akum Tahorim and Kismei Yisrael Tzmeim, right? So look at first the Rabbi Nevadja, right? For Nifsiko Haloche. Lebesman Azer, I know the letter two is missing there. Alakusim Lios Kenochim Kol Debreim Kismeim Tohorim.
Gazer.
Yeah. What are we talking about? I mean, there was some official stance taken by Gozru. There was a Gzera. So at some point, the Rabbanan got together and said, Atkan, get rid of them. Cause too much trouble. And they had the authority to do so. Look at the Tesis Yontif. Afa gab den el pir de geri emes hein ulech shu Yisraelim afa gab de choto Yisrael hu. He's asked that question. Right? What I mean, they behave wrong. Okay. Too bad. So it's Yisrael shachadim kama goy. Becomes apikoyres. Becomes a min. Avon heim amu de kesem le tamo veim amu de bekusim shalach shav lo metamo. He doesn't want to learn like the Rav. The Tosfos Yontif holds, you can't take away their Yiddishkeit. What you can do is, Kesem is only an Issur Rabbanan. Right? So they wanted to push the Kusim, show the distinction between a Jew has Kedushas Yisrael, so he has Taras Mishpacha, and a Goy has no Kedushas Yisrael. No, they wouldn't say that. That they, to extend that they Kesem, what about Aisha Nido? What about not Kesem? What if it's Dam Nido really? Dam Nido that you found from a Bedikir, not from a Kesem? Then that would be Tomei by a Kusim also. It's only because Kesem is a din de Rabbanan, so Heim Gozru over Heim Gozru. Look further. The Kosav Rambam, the Oidna, Hinei Hakusi Atzmo Emes Lo Matami Bohel. The kosher, lama lama, whole begir emes hain, right? If a seal is a gear, what you say? So the Tosfos Yontif doesn't want to accept the concept that you can take a Jew, make a goy out of him. He says, because he gives all kinds of names. But he still remains Yisrael Shechota. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam is willing to say that even they're not Metame Bemes, they can't find already Din the Rabbonon. If they're Jews, they're Metame, Bemes is Metame. It's not a Takoras Hachom. Kesem, Takoras Hachom. So here we have a clear machlokes to Rav and Tosfos Yontif. If you take a look at these Sam Sofa on the side of Hilchus Tefillin. I mean, to this day, I can't remember how I found this, but I suspect someone must have told me about it years ago, and I forgot, and it came back in memory. But again, this sugi of Geus, someone came clear to me that that's a critical thing. Look on the Machaber. Tefillin shekosom apikores yisufu. Right? Yisufu. Look at the Sam Sofa on the side. I am Betoysa Shunta, I underlined it for you there. The Toma al Kusim, right? He wondered, he gave him a saying, Echasum Kenochim, the tire Lidos, the Orlos Shalahem, the Niril Fiene is Daiti, Shesh Koach, Bechlal Yisrael, Lahotzi, Hamordim, Bechlal Umo, the Yarzu Legoyim, Gemurim, Afla Hokel. Our kalka means ein choshen lekedushim. Bezeichem v'dobo. Roy, the language of Gideon v'Yehuda Zora. Ve'yate goyim shehite lehem zayim mitzus afagav delav raye gemuri v'kom okom kei nirali ve'im nimnu v'gomru lehotzi mibris Yisroel legamri u'begitim pirush Rashi she'amosor porek ol toro. Yeshoma Kivin Shemosu, right? The Tav Mikma Hai Mosa Havero Gam Labiru Al Das Moshe Yisrael. We load the pork or Toro Kulu Lo Ovehochi, someone who gave over a Jew to the Goyim. And it says they'll also torture him to convert. Therefore, such a Jew is not a Jew anymore. Hocha Matsinu Be'ezro Yecham Kol Vechushu. Uhu yi bodel mikala gola, mashma shotziim mechlal Yisrael. He has no problem with it. That's Jews for Oso Ish, right? There. Almost certainly would fall in that category. They look like Jews, they claim they do things Jewish, right? But because the Hotzi Asma Miklal, the key being the Avodah Zorah concepts that come along with the Trinity and all that nonsense, right? The business of a father retiring and the son taking over the business, right? As you know, that happens in business world, and usually the business goes kaput after that. Okay, that's that is, I think, it's a dramatic thing, but it explains what really has happened in our world. That the count of Jews that they give from the Shechter Seminary, they have so many Jews. These are observant Jews, not observant Jews. Not those statistics that they've been pushing into the literature. So many of them are not Jews anymore. That's the tragedy. I put this, I think, the last page on here. I had there, all Jews are Jews, right? This was right, put out by whatever the Orthodox Caucus, whatever that was, it is, right, under the rubric of Avas Yisrael, right? Not true. It's just not true. Not all Jews are Jews. Unfortunately, many Jews are going.
Rabbi, there are two ways of understanding this Chassam Sofer. In other words, the Chassam Sofer is learning there was a specific convention, presumably based on the Gemara Chulin, that they found Yoina, the Mos Yoina, Bahar of Reason, that a Ramayshi that he's learning that even a Kula, they were Mafkiya, the Kedushi Tisrael. Is Rebbe suggesting, and maybe that's where the Meiri is coming from, that's automatic on any real apikoros,
that
happens
automatically? The Chassam Sofer reveals the thrust of this by giving the example of a muscle. Someone will give over a Jew,
right,
knowing that they'll make him convert from his faith, etc., already lost his Judaism.
So That's automatic, so that means any Jew converts to Christianity is not a Jew anymore?
Hard to say. But certainly it gives you, in Pesach Halacha, it gives you an opening. What's the big issue? Each one has an orientation. I mean, my orientation, why this all this stuff is important, if I keep it in mind, is in the business of Mamzerus. That's where it comes in. We've been matzah a whole bunch of Stern College girls on this basis, that their parents were not Jewish.
Based on the fact that they were thoroughly assimilated?
Right, yes. They attended church on Sunday because they are open-minded, etc. They went to Pierre.
Parents were Jews, they just decided to go to...
I'm sorry?
The Stern girls whose parents were both Jews from birth, they just decided to go to church.
And if they're going, there's no mamzerus, and that's a big... She's making a suffix, mamzer's mutter mena Torah. You have what to play with already. That's suck, but this is not an inconsequential thing nowadays, unfortunately. Okay? Move ahead. My crib sheet here. Okay. On page 6, page 8, the eagles. I'm sorry.
Question.
Yes.
In the Gemara Kula, it was very clear that you had a man that was like a chacham. So I was still wondering how this would be done without, say, the Sanhedrin. But within the language of the Chazor, it says koch b'chlal Yisrael.
Who has the authority?
Right. I mean, so you know. So
Gozo. Who's the Gozo? Yeah. Who's the Gozo that made the Christians into Christians? You're right. You have this nebulous, vague situation in our history, and today, of course, with the absence of real centralized authority, these are difficult decisions. But I say, in the need to mimlam itzchus, we have a very important thing for mimlam itzchus, and I say, unfortunately, it's the gay and much halacha lemaisa. Take a look at this. It's one of the oldest shuvas of my father-in-law on page 6. If you see that shuva, the date, that's 78 years ago. You have it? And Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, the little tshuva on the bottom of the page. On page 6. Notice Rab Trebnik, Zechon Levoche. I think I got my history right, he became the first Rav of Kfar Chabad in Eretz Yisrael. He got to Eretz Yisrael and became the first Rav of Kfar Chabad, I think. He or his son, maybe. Trebnik, you know, was the Rav of Kfar Chabad. See the tshuva. The Masha in the topic, Im ger shol kibel olo vitzos, im nech shol ger. Poshu the bohu shein o ger klal. Apa di ebed. Therefore, all this talk, I mean nonsense talk, we'll lower our standards and maybe we'll get the Russians to Eretz Yisrael to convert. We won't require them to daven three times a day. Once a day will be enough, etc., etc., etc. First of all, they're not interested. They're not coming to ask, they have no problems. They're perfectly happy where they are. The number of Bosal Lavon stores in Eretz Yisrael are increasing. Right. Bosal Lavon is what they call Chaza. Right. But assuming, yes, you have any kind of hope that they're going to observe Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah? And what kind of nonsense? So I have all these Boti Dinim set up. For what possible purpose? What's going to happen here? What? He says, Poshu Debo, Sheino Ger Klal, Abdi Ebed, V'chein Ho Rabbe Mori Agonza, Halocha L'maise Bistarabin. That's the town I was there, but it's the town next to Luban, which is by Shrael's town. His father was Istarobin. Istarobin in Russian means old rabbi. Istar Rabin, old rabbi. It was a town that had a reputation for taking an Odom Godol. It was an old rabbi. They posted. It was a town that boasted always of having a recognized posting in the town. Buvdi kuzu, shen ger klau, bein lukula, bein lukumba. Shekabolos mitzvah ger makit, isu birudeya. Ba'afi moma bepiv, shemakabal mitzvahs, emanan sadi, shen makabal lo lobem, esen akum. The famous Denver scandal. I should go to my files and take something that was, it was exposed by Rabbi Goldstein from the Intermountain News. He was the editor of Intermountain News, where they were doing quickie galos. Mustafa my yeshiva was the rov there, and they were set up a vest and they were doing galos. Finally, he cited investigative reporting. He decided to find out about the galos. Himself as a Mustafa for yeshiva and a Talmud Chacham, and he met with people, interviewed them, and he asked them, do you observe Shabbos? He says, yes, we eat challah every Shabbos. And the other one said, I light candles Friday no matter what. Even if I go off to the theater, before I go to sleep, I always light the candles. So that's Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The Gael, right? The Gael Shemahanel Shemichus B'dievet. When it says that the motivation was only the Shem Yishus, that we accept them, Kulam Gerim, if they accepted them in Kiblu, Gerim Heim, like the Gemara in Yevamos concludes, Irish Shebeshvil Yishus Kiblu of Mitzvahs Bemis, Vuboru Poshut Becholzer Amar Rabbi Mori, etc. Ubechlal Eini Yodeya Tamar Rabbanu Matom is the after did who Al Kol Pochus Eizet Torel the same Mevim Bezel Chal Yisrael Shem Kam Megberim Keelu. That's the reform movement. Why are they doing it? The answer is membership. Plain membership, nothing else. Ask the conservative movement why are they accepting gays. Because the reform movement beat them in membership. So they're chasing the reform. And this way they'll get some more members. Organizational policy, organizational politics, nothing to do with the halacha, nothing to do with gays. The Vaday lo nichel haKodesh Baruch Hu olam Yisrael sheyisal vol gerim keilim Yisrael. Din a poshut ein ze ger klal. Period. No suffix whatsoever. And this is a makor, really a one that presents a terrible problems. You set up a bezdin to teach gerim Yiddishkeit. It should be a kosher geirus. All over Eretz Yisrael now, there's 17, 18 said Poti Dinim, right? One of them, or two of them, are run by a conservative. One or two are run by a reform rabbi. So what if the geir says, I'll be as firm as the rabbi who converted me? You can't expect that anymore for them. And the rabbi rides on Shabbos, only to shul, but he rides on Shabbos. So what do you do with this thing? That's why all it did was confuse further. So I told you an organization developed, my brother-in-law Reuven is involved with it because in Muncie there's a little Baal Teshuva yeshiva, Kol Yaakov, and the head of the yeshiva, a real aggressive PR fellow, and he got a wealthy man, very wealthy man, who's been sponsoring the attempt to establish universal Gerus halachas that we should know machlokes and who's the ger. I mean, it's Purim Torah. it's a joke, we're making fun of people. There. Very nice. They call conferences, one in Florida, and they call where they go to Florida, etc. It's a very nice deal. There. What are you going to accomplish? First of all, who wants you? Who's looking for easing off on Gairus? And second, if you ease off on Gairus, that impacts significantly on any halacha. You want to tell me you'll paskin shitas hamekilim, okay. But you cannot paskin against halacha and have a ger. That's the real series. So in a little time we have, pick up the Malami Laholot. Here you have a great posik, who of Hachman Zatzal, great German posik, right, who lived the life of a Rav in a community where reform became powerful, where we were being squashed. It's 51A. Bunch of chuvas, all of which are significant. This one pretty well sums up what I want to share with you. This Simon Pehe, the last chuva on the umbra. Dinyan Kabbalas Gioris, Sherosili Nosil Yehudi, Varibesi Leo Bishem Ashach, Akolfi Ruseni Abezdin. Not fully accurate. Ruzain Abezin gives the impression that we can make some kind of deals. No. Okay. Vine Bismanenu Yeshoma. Listen to this now. Here you have practical Rabbonus. Yecholi Nosin Lihudi Abbikayusa. She doesn't have to convert. He'll marry her as a shiksa. We're not stuck in the Jewish community where you can't get married because the Rav won't marry you. And the goyim don't want to have anything to do with you. No. Then go into what the big machlokes between my father-in-law and Rav Henkins, that's how civil marriages. Right? Go civil, they have no problem. It's perfectly acceptable, moral, ethical. Right? Therefore, the main mekabel also a Yehudi, Yisa also with civil. It's a filler, that's civil marriages. The Ode, listen carefully. Shemlo yikabal oso rav, yirei shemayim teilech etzel echad mehachadoshim shemekabin giyuras b'li tefillah bebezdin u'b'li kabalos ha-mitzvos. So go to a reform rabbi and also convert. V'oz tiyeh nechshev z'geyeres afshin ochis. Here you have a fellow with broad shoulders, they say, who paskins a shayla, right, knowing he's going to be criticized across the world, he decided, mutav lechos hara b'miyuto, right, I'm making now what? A benefit burden analysis, like they do in medicine, right? It's a benefit burden analysis. What's the burden on the patient? What's the benefit? The burden is that the operation, 40% die on the table, 20% die after the table. Yeah. And what's the benefit? If I don't do anything, he'll die tomorrow. So you do things that are terrible. So I'm willing to cut open a patient, knowing I may kill him. Right? But that's the decision. These are the terrible decisions that people have to make. That's the kind of decision he's making. Lechos hara b'miyuto, I'll take the lesser of the two evils. Ulakablo. Im taftiach, she misgayeres Hashem Shemaim, she describes Chol HaMitzvos Uprat, Mitzvos Shabbos, Nido, Macholos HaSuvos. So you say, oh, Rav Hoffman, he lowered the standard of Geirus. Not true. What he did was lower the same standard of Kabbalah's Geirus. Not the standard of Geirus. He said, what's the standard is? Shasim mimakabel the mitzvahs. You can argue on him. She won't cover her hair. That violates Adas Yehudis. And according to Gemara and Becholos, Aflamed, right, it should invalidate the Gelus. He's willing, I think, to say, wouldn't overlook that. As long as the Ikri Hadassah observed. That's a tremendous Hora Shor. Right, of someone who has a responsibility to his community and to individual families within the community to try to save a little bit, right? To hold on to a little bit of evil also. Es kol zeh tavtiach of Ehrenbolz. She has to what? Take an oath, a shur, on her honor, that she'll observe these mitzvahs. V'gam es bala yaziru, shu yikach es ishto kiim biyadu alo shtikayim kolela. Why? D'belo zeh hakilkul yeser al hatikun. Otherwise I say to him, go marry her without converting. Yeah, without converting, you sleep with her, there's no isa kolis. Once you convert her, every time you sleep with her, you have an isa kolis. Der Moshe, im Yivol ni de goya, einem chuyiv kolis, ela bidibri kabola. Vibnis gaira, hu mechayiv kolis mida reise. Vim gam habal meid, acha ha'iyum, shiistu misgayeres l'shem shemayim, oza yeshim kabla, ba'ofen ha'niska la'el, ומאפשר לחקור אצל אנשים אחרים שאין הם נוגעים בדובר, שהיא רוצה לסגייר באמס ובלב תומם, מה טוב? That someone, I'll feel better that she, that she made up her mind she's going to be a good girl, a good Jewish girl. Hoping to find such nice people that'll make this testify for her that's good. But the end result is, and if she doesn't, then it's okay, it's period. That's what this decided to put in the Shreel's Chubas first, but if it turns out that it was all a hoax, and we'll still see, this hoax business is a terrible problem. The Chuba, we have no time now, on adopting children, the Chuba on adopting where the Shreel points out this difficulty of converting somebody, and they say yes, and they, as far as I know, they meant it. They seem to be sincere. And 2 weeks later, 5 weeks later, they're obviously cutting corners. They're coming home late on Shabbos, etc., etc., etc. Does that invalidate the Gerus? Or is that Yisrael HaPishachot HaYisrael? At what point, right, do you say, okay, it's over? Now, it's Yisrael. Or does it always go back, what, 2 years later, 5 years later? What's the time element? No one has worked that out. That's really the Yehusein Yadayah. To see sincerity, and then, I didn't give you that tshuva, the Shreel has a tshuva of a woman who has a very responsible job, and the owner, the boss, is a Reform Jew who observes only one day Yom Tov, a full Reform Jew. Right. And she told him that as now she's a Gieres, she can't work both days Yom Tov. And he's protesting. Obviously, she has an important job at the firm, and he wants her there the second day Yom Tov. So he has to see what a good Gieres, right? She wasn't aware of the conflict before. They never thought of that issue would come up. The issue came up, she came to the Shreel and said, what should I do? I'm afraid that if he'll threaten me, take away my job, which I now need for Parnosse, because my husband is in medical school, and I'm his sole support. Yeah, I'm afraid I'll have to give in. Will that invalidate my gaitus? Yeah. And Israel said, no, it won't invalidate it. If you'll respond as a onus, that you can't withstand to go ahead and say, okay, I won't observe second day Yom Tov, that will invalidate the Gelus. But if you tell me I'm afraid that on some Yom Tov I won't wait to get away, and I'm under, if you threaten me the job, that's not called violating a halacha. we'll stop here.